Track 4 and news stories. Village is shocked by murder of politician Anne. Veteran politician Anne Widdecombe's shocking murder has rocked the tiny village of Heytor Vale and the wider Teignbridge community. The former minister had moved to the isolated rural bungalow after her retirement from Parliament and soon became a familiar face in the area, regularly being seen in Newton Abbot, Bovey Tracy and Islington. Known for her charity work and love of animals, she had bought the home, which she renamed Widdecombe's Rest, wanting somewhere peaceful for the next chapter of her life. Just days before she was violently killed, she was seen at her home when TV channel Quest aired an episode of Celebrity Yorkshire Auction House from 2022. Showing host Angus Ashworth around, she told him, "I've got what I want, which is peace, quiet and solitude." Speaking about her home, Miss Widdecombe said, "Of course I'm friendly with some of the neighbours. I'm not a recluse." A committed Christian, she regularly joined services at nearby Abbey Church at Buckfast Abbey. Since her death, the village has been packed with police officers and vehicles, along with dozens of media representatives. Piles of floral tributes have been laid near her home, not just by national political figures, but by friends and neighbours. Her life in Devon began after leaving the House of Commons in 2010. Then her career took a new turn with appearances on reality TV. In 2010, in a surprise move, she took to the dance floor with Anton Dubek on Strictly Come Dancing. And during her 10 weeks in the competition, she and Anton were regularly seen rehearsing at dance studios in Newton Abbot and lunching at the Pharmacy Cafe. Despite low marks from the judges and finishing bottom of the leaderboard 7 out of the 10 weeks, she was still in the competition because they were popular with viewers and ultimately finished in 6th place. She was also the author of 4 fiction books and 3 non-fiction, and in March appeared at Dawlish Library where she gave an entertaining talk and signed copies of her books. One of the charities she supported was Kingscare, and recently she attended a creative writing session at the Avenue Church in Newton Abbot. She also presented documentaries, appeared in pantomime and on TV game shows and panel shows, including stints hosting How I Got News for You, and she was a guest speaker on cruise ships. In January 2018, she was runner-up in a series of Celebrity Big Brother. Her political career spanned decades, serving as MP for Maidstone in Kent for 23 years. Counter-terrorism officers were continuing to question a 28-year-old man in connection with her death. At a press conference held at New Scotland Yard, Head of Counter-Terrorism Policing, Assistant Commissioner Lawrence Taylor, said they were keeping an open mind and following all lines of inquiry. He said, "We are working to understand the planning, preparation and motivation for this attack. We are aware that there was some preparation and planning." He confirmed that the attack on Miss Widdecombe at her home in Heytor last week was targeted. Officers were planning to hold the man who was arrested in Rotherham on Saturday for up to 7 days. Officers at Devon and Cornwall Police had initially ruled out terrorism and at a press conference on Sunday said there was nothing to suggest that it was politically motivated. But in a surprise twist the following day, it was announced counter-terrorism officers would take over the investigation. The white British man, aged 28, from Rotherham in South Yorkshire, was originally arrested on suspicion of murder on Saturday night, before being rearrested on Monday on suspicion of commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism. Mr. Taylor said, "We are pursuing multiple lines of inquiry to establish the motivation for this attack." Officers were called to Miss Widdicombe's home by the ambulance service at about 11:40 a.m. on July the 9th. They found the 78-year-old dead inside, having sustained serious injuries. It is now thought that she was killed at about 12:30 p.m. the day before, on July the 8th. She had appeared remotely on Talk TV streaming service shortly after 8 a.m. that morning and was scheduled to appear via Zoom on the Channel 5 programme Matt Allwright at 1 p.m. Last contacting a researcher for the programme by text at 12:19. She failed to join that call and didn't respond to attempts to contact her by the production team, who then alerted her agent. A 26-year-old man had been arrested in Newton Abbot, but was later released from custody. And the paper says these details are correct at the time of printing. And as you will realise, this is an ongoing investigation.
£400,000 Weir scheme aids salmon recovery. A £400,000 scheme to remove the crumbling Bradley Manor Weir on the River Lemon in Newton Abbot will help endangered salmon, the town council was told. Scrapping the structure, thought to be up to a century old, would provide migrating fish with access to almost 50 miles of additional spawning grounds. The move would bolster efforts further upstream that have already taken place, including improvements to Holbeam Dam and removal of defunct weirs at Orchard Meadow and Chipley Mill. Downstream, boulders have been placed in the river to disrupt flow and provide fish with shelters. Oliver Cresswell, head of fisheries at West Country Rivers Trust, described the fish's status as poor and that the Bradley Manor Weir was completely stopping salmon migration. She and colleagues had planned a stone-lined bank to allow full channel renaturalisation, with a scheme currently going through the planning application process with Tunbridge District Council. Benefits should include improved ecological connectivity, salmon recovery, national sediment dynamics, reduced flood risk and improved water quality, and the controlled removal of the weir already at risk of total collapse. The historic sluice gate serving Bradley Leet will be retained as a feature, although less water was likely to flow through the channel. Works can only take place during the summer months, but could be completed before the autumn of 2027.
Poi 12 airlifted to safety after accident. Dartmoor search and rescue team, Ashburton, was called to Spichwick on Saturday, July the 11th, after a child was injured at the popular Dartmoor beauty spot. Team members assisted with the evacuation of a 12-year-old boy, carrying him by stretcher a short distance to an air ambulance for further treatment. The incident happened at one of Dartmoor's best-known wild swimming locations, which was busy with visitors enjoying the hot weather. Rescue volunteers also helped manage traffic as emergency vehicles temporarily blocked the access lane while the air ambulance departed. The team, which is run by volunteers and supported by public donations, has wished the child, who has reportedly broken several bones, a speedy recovery.